This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstey. In Your Health this morning, two stories on medical report cards and how people are using them. We look first at efforts to rank hospitals according to their infection rates. Each year, an estimated 90,000 people die after picking up a bacterial infection in a hospital. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
When 51-year-old Sandra Grello scheduled an elective surgery on her hip, she expected to recover quickly. But during her hospital stay, she picked up an antibiotic-resistant staph infection.
It really took a toll on my entire body. I lost 8 months of work. My husband had to hire a caretaker to take care of me. So the cost was very extraordinary.
A new initiative in Grello's home state of Pennsylvania aims to protect future patients by requiring every hospital to disclose infection rates.
To publicly release information that will help the public identify providers that are doing a better job at preventing infection than those that aren't.
Mark Velavko directs Pennsylvania's Healthcare Cost Containment Council. He says ultimately, Pennsylvanians will be able to compare hospitals head-to-head, the way residents of Florida now can. 6 months ago, the Florida Healthcare Administration launched its first-of-a-kind website rating each facility.
The first day that we had it online, we had 70,000 hits. And we're averaging, I'd say, probably 1,000 to 2,000 hits a day.
Alan Levine is secretary of the administration. He says right now hospitals are listed as below average, above, or just average. Ultimately, he says the goal is more specificity. Lots of states are watching Florida. A dozen legislatures are considering their own infection reporting laws. For the time being, there are loopholes in all the state efforts. Take, for instance, the case of patient Sandra Grello. She says her infection never showed up on her hospital paperwork.
My discharge diagnosis was complications of hip surgery. It never said hospital-acquired staph infection.
As the systems are refined, the hope is that the mandatory disclosure will prompt hospitals to improve their surveillance and operating procedures.
Most of these infections are preventable, and clearly there is much that hospitals could do that they're not doing.
Lisa McGifford of Consumer Union says even simple things, such as enforcing hand washing in the hospital or standardizing the way antibiotics are administered to patients before surgery. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.